It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Stuff for your face and body? It's men's skincare with a purpose. Top quality Aussie-made grooming and skincare to help guys look and feel great with no hassles. Plus, Stuff is helping mental health too. Find Stuff at Woolworths or visit websiteofstuff.com.
Besides the screen you spent most of your time staring at this week, chances are you were also captivated by a big screen video installation. From billboards to scoreboards, we inform and entertain audiences with our big screen solutions. Visit bigscreenvideo.com.au to see how BSV can bring your space to life.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. You're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong.
Tell me why I'm wrong after Paddy Dangerfield, president of the AFLPA, said that he'd like to see a mid-season trade period come in the next couple of years. And I spoke in the last hour about why I'm a big advocate for a mid-season trade period and for all the positives that I think it could bring to the game. And I won't bore you with going through them all again, but I think it's inevitable that we will get a mid-season trade period. And now, to go along with a mid-season draft period, does this now open the door, given that next week we're all going to sit in envy and watch New South Wales and Queensland run out in State of Origin for the NRL? Does this open the door now to bring State of Origin back, put it back on the table as a viable option for our great game? We miss it. The game is lesser for not having representative footy of some kind. Yes, you can hand out All-Australian Blazers, and I love Gary and Tim's idea of handing out Vic jumpers to those just to pick a squad. But can we just, why can't we actually play a game that has some kind of meaning and has some kind of heritage and history behind it? The reasons why, if you cast your mind back, that it fell in a heap was that teams just did not want their player running the risk of getting players injured. My argument would be now, and we all remember, I mean, Mick Malthouse, and there were plenty of other coaches, not just on Mick Malthouse, but he was coaching West Coast at the time, and they pretty much made up the whole state team. And he said, well, this isn't really that fair. If these guys get injured, then we're up, you know what, without a paddle. But given now that if you do get a long-term injury to a player, there are so many avenues for you to replace them with a mid-season draft, and if they bring in a mid-season trade, surely the impact of those injuries is lessened, that you can go out and trade for a replacement, you can recruit a replacement in the mid-year. So if you played State of Origin footy this week and had the trade and draft next week, well, you'd know if you got an injury out of it that was going to be long-term. So does it open the door to putting State of Origin back on the agenda? The reason why it was cancelled was because of injuries that might cost a team, and then they'd be a player short, and that wouldn't be fair because the other team might not have got injured. That was essentially the whinging that occurred back then. This is the answer. So tell me why I'm wrong that this doesn't provide an avenue back to State of Origin footy in Australian rules footy. Victoria versus South Australia, Victoria versus Western Australia. We can go through all the logistics of how it would all work, and maybe it's not every year that a team plays, but tell me I'm wrong that this doesn't give us a chance to at least, now that we've fixed, by and large, in a major way, we've gone a long way towards fixing the issue as to why we got rid of it in the first place, that we could bring it back now. The players, I think, want it, but to make sure they absolutely want it, you've got to do what they do in the NRL, and that's pay them. So the NRL players all get $30,000 a game for every State of Origin they get paid. You can't tell me that if we put up substantial sheets, a fair bit of coin, a little bit of folding stuff on the side, not on the side, because obviously you don't want to, it's not cash in bags sort of situation. You can't tell me that if the players were going to get paid for it, like the NRL players do, that they wouldn't be putting their hand up to represent their state. I reckon that's how you get around making sure the players are on board. You pay them, and you pay them handsomely for the show that they would put on, which would be a ratings bonanza too, Todd. This is the other thing I didn't mention in my little rave. Had it written down here. You would be able to sell this and bring more money in terms of TV rights. It could be a one-off thing that you sell to another network that doesn't have footy that would then get footy, or the broadcaster would get it in addition to what they pay for anyway. So with a mid-season trade, a mid-season draft, I reckon that goes a long way to solving the issues we've had with teams just not wanting to risk players get injured. If you pay them and there's a two ways now to replace them if they do get injured, then doesn't that put it back on the table? Tell me why I'm wrong. I think we missed a trick when we were bringing in interstate teams to the VFL and then thus now expanding into the AFL. I think that keeping State of Origin would have gone a long way to helping build the national code identity, because you could have continued with the state v state rivalry, which would have helped build up the passion around the teams that were coming in. I think we lost out by jumping at the shadows of the doomsayers and the naysayers. And I'm not having a crack at Mick because he was one of the most public at the time, but there were other coaches who didn't want it either. But I think if the AFL had stuck firm and said, no, this is a great marketing tool for our game, and as we're expanding into a national competition, doesn't this help just keep the state v state rivalries going to help build the passion in and around the expanding competition? I think we missed a trick. I think it would have actually helped teams like West Coast, Adelaide, and then when Port came in and Freo came in, and I think it actually would have helped build those teams up even more with State of Origin than without it. 1300 736 736 to agree or disagree. One 736 736. Tell me why I'm wrong.